This is Joy Radio Original Podcast.
5 oceans, 7 continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, let us talk about the country whose capital is known as City of Arcs. Yes, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This very little Caribbean nation with a sparse population is the place where Captain Jack Sparrow of Pirates of the Caribbean was found while they were shooting the film. Exactly located in the southeast windward islands of Lesser Antilles in the West Indies, it lies at a place where the Caribbean Sea meets the Atlantic Ocean. The nearest neighbors of this place are St. Lucia and Dominica to the north, Barbados to the east, Grenada, Trinidad and Tobago, and Venezuela to the south. Its capital is Kingstown. Official language is English, and the people living there are called St. Vincentians, or Vincentians, or even Vincies. Cited by Christopher Columbus in 1498, who even named this place, this country was ruled by the French and the British later. It got its independence in 1979. There are some amazing facts about this country. This place is actually an archipelago of 32 beautiful islands, of which only 9 are inhabited. Its capital is known as the City of Arcs because there are nearly 400 arcs in the capital. It has a very dramatic terrain with lot of volcanoes and mountains. There's one active volcano, St. Vincent, which erupted back in 1979 for the last time. The country also has the oldest botanical gardens in the Western Hemisphere, which was actually found in 1765. The country has gold, black, and white sand beaches. And the King's Hill Reserve is one of the oldest forest reserves to be established in this part of the world. The agricultural yields of this country are bananas, sweet potatoes, coconuts, and many spices. Other prominent things that people do here are food processing, furniture making, cement, and starch making. A brief brush with history can happen in Kingstown at Fort Charlotte, which is a historic fort with beautiful view that overlooks Kingstown. In the past, this place has housed over 600 troops and 30 cannons. The country also has a beautiful fall called Falls of Baleen, which rises from 18 meters and tumbles into a rock-lined pool. It is quite an attraction. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. St. Vincent and the Grenadines flag is a vertical tricolor. The first stripe from hoist side is blue, second stripe is yellow, and the third stripe is green in color. On the yellow stripe are 3 green colored diamonds in the center, arranged to form letter V. So that is the flag of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share. Little Explorers.